clock. Here we go. So we left off yesterday. I just turned the page to Daf Beis Amud Beis. So let's start on the very bottom line of Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Rav Ashi Kashalei de Rav Yehuda ad Rav Yehuda Umukim lo Levraisa ke Rav Yosi be Rav Yehuda. Rav Ashi had trouble with the statement of Rav Yehuda. Yesterday we learned that Rav Yehuda taught that the Mishnah's teaching that you can read Megillah starting already on Yud Aleph. You can read it Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tezvav, all of those different possible days, right? Depends on whether or not we do Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah. When we do Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah, we're living in Eretz Yisrael, we're in control. So then you could read it on all of those days. But if not, so like today, we would only read on 14 and 15th. That's what Rabbi Yehuda taught yesterday. But Rav Ashi had trouble with this statement and a different statement of Rabbi Yehuda. He thought they were contradictory. And as a result of that, Rav Ashi said that this teaching was in fact not Rabbi Yehuda's teaching, but it was Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda's teaching. So the Gemara says, here is Rav Ashi's quandary. Did Rabbi Yehuda really teach that since today, everybody looks at Purim in order to calculate when Pesach is? Again, that's how Rashi read the Gemara last night, right? That since everybody calculates, just counts 30 days from Purim, or 29 days Asaf, right? From Purim until Pesach. So then people might get messed up because people will read on Yud Aleph and then they'll make Pesach too early and they'll end up eating chametz on the last days of Pesach. Did Rabbi Yehuda really teach that? Or many, it's contradicted to another statement of Rabbi Yehuda. I'm a Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda taught Emasai. When is it true that you can read Megillah on 11, 12, 13, 14, 15? Makom shenichnasim basheni ubachamishi. That's when, again, using Rashi's interpretation, that is assuming that they have court that sits only on Monday and Thursday. So people from the villages are coming in to Beis Din on Monday and Thursday. But in a place that is not set up that way, and it's not only Monday and Thursday, right? Or maybe they don't have a Beis Din there altogether. And so there's no gathering day of Monday and Thursday. There's nothing interesting of Monday and Thursday. Ain't Koronosala Bismanas. Then you can't read on 11. You can't read it on 12. You can't read it on 13. You can only do that if you're gathering on Monday and Thursday. So then you're allowed to read the Megillah then as well. Otherwise, you have to read it on the 14th or on the 15th. Well, presumably on the 14th, because the walled cities wouldn't be reading it on those days anyway. But it sounds like, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that in a place where you do gather on Monday and Thursday, then, you know, when you have court on Monday and Thursday, then you could do that even today. He doesn't make any indication that that's only when we have Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah. So since Rav Ashi saw these statements of Rabbi Yehuda as being possibly contradictory, Mukim Alaraisa Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda, he said that that teaching is really Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda's teaching and not Rabbi Yehuda's teaching. Now the Gemara asks an astonishing question. When we should kashulate Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Mukim Alaraisa Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda, what? Just because Rav Ashi thought that two statements of Rabbi Yehuda were contradictory, so therefore he said, this must not be Rabbi Yehuda's teaching. It must be Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. You're allowed to do that? That's okay? You're allowed to just, you know, Rabbi Yehuda, you know, take out the eraser, you know, white out, right? You know, it's Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. You're allowed to do that? So then the Gemara answered, this is very important. Rav Ashi Shmiele de'ika detani lak Rabbi Yehuda, de'ika detani lak Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. You have to understand, right? These teachings of the Mishnayos and of the Gemaras, the Brises, everything was all oral. So Rav Ashi heard different traditions as to whom the teacher of this statement was. Some people thought that it was Rabbi Yehuda. Other people thought it was Rabbi Yosi by Rabbi Yehuda. When we decashulate the Rabbi Yehuda at Rabbi Yehuda, and since Rav Ashi thought that this might be contradictory to a different position of Rabbi Yehuda, Amar man detani lak Rabbi Yehuda lav dafka man detani lak Rabbi Yosi by Rabbi Yehuda dafka. Therefore, he surmised that it must be that the correct tradition was that this was the teaching of Rabbi Yosi by Rabbi Yehuda, and that those who thought that it was Rabbi Yehuda did not have the correct tradition of the attribution of this teaching. Good. Period. Two dots. So last night we tried to figure out why it is that people outside of walled cities, people in the villages really, are allowed to read on day 11 and day 12. Day 13, we said also last night, it was a given, 11, 12, 13. How do you know that walled cities, people in walled cities, read on the 15th? Who said? So Minahani Mili, where did they get that from? So Amar Rava, Rava taught to Amar Krav, because the pasuk says, "Al kein ayudim apirazim hayoshivim biarei apirazos," right? That the Jews who are living in the scattered cities, they're all over the place. The people in the open cities, it's a little higher than I wanted, right? So they read on the 14th. So midprazim bar ba'asar. So since the people in the open cities, they read on the 14th, mukafin b'chamishasar. So then the people in the walled cities, they read on the 15th. Ve'ema prazim bar basar. So how do we know that that's true? That the people in that, just because the people in the unwalled cities read on the 14th, how do we know that the people in the walled cities read on the 15th? Maybe people in the prazim, that's the unwalled cities, the open cities, maybe the people in the prazim read on the 14th. Mukafin klalu klalo. Maybe the people in the walled cities don't celebrate Purim at all. This is amazing, by the way. If you look at the psukim at the end of the Megillah, in Perek Tes, in the Megillah's Esther, you'll get a sense that it's a little bit unclear how the holiday of Purim came to be. It didn't just happen like that. It happened over a course of a number of years in different stages and different iterations until all of Knesset Yisrael decided to accept the holiday of Purim. So the Gemara here asks, maybe the people in the walled cities don't celebrate Purim at all. The Gemara answers, but Lav Yisrael Ninu, I don't understand, but aren't they Jews? Well, just because you live in the walled city, so then you're, that they're not Jewish anymore. No, so of course they have to celebrate Purim. They have to celebrate Purim. Va'od mehodu v'yad kush ksiv. And the Megillah says, it doesn't actually explicitly say that everybody mehodu v'yad kush accepted Purim, but it says all of the kingdom of Achashverosh. We know that. Sodu ad kush, they all accepted Purim. So it must be that the people in the walled cities accepted Purim also. Ve'em ha'prazim b'arbasar mukafim b'arbasar u'becham misasar. So maybe, how do you know that the people in the scattered city, the open cities, do the 14th and the people in the walled cities do the 15th? Maybe the people in the open cities do the 14th, people in the walled cities do 2 days. 2 days of Purim. It's not a bad deal. There's a lot of people in Israel who try to do 2 days of Purim. This is like a hidur, right? If you can get 2 days of Purim. So maybe they should have to do 2 days of Purim. So kidichsiv, liyo, so simes yom arbasor lachodesh ador v'eis yom chamisha asor bo b'chol shana v'shana is the end of the pasuk, right? Because the pasuk says that they did the 14th and they did the 15th. I have ksiv es yom arbasor v'chamisha asor. If it would have said they did the 14th and the 15th, so then we could accept this suggestion that you could do 2 days of Purim. Kit Amris, like we said. But hashta dichsivis yom arbasar v'eis yom chamisha asar asa eis upasik. That word eis in the middle, es yom arbasar v'eis yom chamisha asar. It comes to divide these two. That hana b'arbasar v'hani b'chamisha asar. That some people celebrate on the 14th and some people celebrate on the 15th, so you don't do both. You don't get both days. V'eim ha'prazim y'arbasar mukavin iba'u b'arbasar iba'u b'chamisha. So maybe the people in the scattered cities, they have to do the 14th. But maybe the people on the 15th, they can't do both, but maybe they can have an option. If I want to do it on the 14th, I do it on the 14th. If the 14th doesn't work for me, I can do it on the 15th, whichever day is better. Whichever one I decide that I want to do, maybe I should have an option. So Amar Krab is Manehem. Zmano Shozeh, lo Zmano Shozeh. So the Pasuk says, Bismanehem. We learned this Pasuk last night. Bismanehem in their times, indicating that it's two different times, two distinct different times. Not that you can choose which one you want, but it's two distinct different times. So now we've established that the people in the scattered cities do it on the 14th. The people in the walled cities need to have a distinct different time from the people in the open cities. So we said it was the 15th. The Gemara says, how do you know it's the 15th? Maybe it should really be the 13th. So the Gemara answers, Kishushan. Oh, because Shushan, they rested on the 15th. So it only makes sense that when we're taking, you know, the established, the holiday of the walled cities, we would set it on the 15th like Shushan. So the Gemara asks, Ashkechan Asiya Zechira Minola. And this is a very interesting question. This is all using the 14th and the 15th. The 14th and the 15th comes from the Pesukim in the Megillim. Al Kain Hayudim Apirazim Ayoshevim Barei Apirazos Osim. They made. It's the holiday. It's the Simcha. It's the joy. It's the festivity. So now we've established that the joy and the festivity is divided amongst the 14th and the 15th for people in cities that are walled versus cities that are unwalled. But Zechira Minolam. How do we know that it's also divided for the reading of the Megillah? The Gemara is asking whether we can split apart the different elements of the holiday of Purim. So Amar Krav, Ayamima Eila Niskarim Vinaasim. Iskish Zechira Liasiya. So a different pasuk in the Megillah, Ayamima Eila Niskarim Vinaasim. These days are remembered and they are made, so we link the reading of the Megillah is the Zechira to the Asiya, which is the holiday, so it has to be on the same day. So Masnisin Deloki Haitana, our Mishnah must be against this Tana. Ditanya, because we have another Tanaitic teaching of Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Omer, Krachin Mukavin Chomamios Achashverosh. Korim Bechamisha Asar. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha said that walled cities from the days of Achashverosh read on the 15th. What did our Mishnah say? That walled cities from the days of Yoshua ben Nun, read on the 15th. So you see, this is a machlokus. My time of the Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, where did Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha get his teaching from? That we define walled cities as walled cities from the days of Achashverosh. The Gemara answers, Ki Shushan. That's very reasonable. Like Shushan, right? Just like Shushan. Ma Shushan mekovas mimos Achashverosh. Just like Shushan was walled in the days of Achashverosh. V'korim b'chamish asar. And they read on the 15th, Akosh mekovas mimos Achashverosh. Kol b'chamish asar. So any city that's walled from the days of Achashverosh should read on the 15th. V'tana didon maitama. And the author of our Mishnah, the Tana of our Mishnah, he said walled from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Where did he get that from? That the laws of Megillah should be contingent on walls of the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So Yalif Prazi. He learns Gzeira Shava. This is a fascinating Gzeira Shava, by the way, because it pairs a pasuk in the Torah to a pasuk in the Megillah, in Ksuvim. That is fascinating. There's some Rishonim who think this is not a real Gzeira Shava. You can't really do it that way. Rashi seems to indicate that it is a real Gzeira Shava. No, okay, good. So Ksiv Hacha Al Kena Yudim Apirazim Uksiv Hasam Levad Mireya Prazi Harbe Ma'od, that Moshe conquered a lot of unwalled territory. And here in the Megillah, it says the Jews were in the Prazim. It uses the same word. So what's the definition of a Praz? Praz? What's the singular? Parazim, Paruz, I don't know. I don't know. Whatever the singular is, right? What's the definition of that? So you have to look back in the Chumash, and the Chumash tells us that it's cities that were open in the days of Moshe and Yoshua. Malahalan Mukafas Chomimos Yoshua ben Nun, just like before the word, the Torah used the word prazi to describe cities that are not walled in the days of Yoshua ben Nun. Afkan Mukafas Chomimos Yoshua ben Nun. So too any city which is not walled in the days of Yoshua ben Nun is going to be called prazi. Bishlam Yeshua ben Karchaloma Kitana Didan, the Leslie prazi. I understand why Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha thought that we should use Shushan and not the days of Yoshua ben Nun, because he did not have a tradition to learn prazi. You need to have a tradition to do Gzeir Shav. You can't just make up a Gzeira Shava. You can't just make that up. You need to have a tradition that there is a Gzeira Shava. So Rabbi Korcha didn't have that tradition. That's why he didn't learn that way. But why didn't our Tana, a Tana of our Mishnah, who says Yeshua ben Nun, why didn't he say like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha? Gemara says, what, my Taima? What are you talking about? Da Islay Prazi Prazi, because he had a tradition that there was a Gzeira Shava. That's why he didn't say Achashverosh. That's why he said Yeshua ben Nun. So Hachi Kamar, I know this is what we mean to ask. El Shushan David Keman. Loki Prazin Lokumukafin. How does Shushan make any sense? Shushan was not walled in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, I understand. Shushan reads on the 15th, because Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha thinks that the definition of a walled city is like in the days of Achashverosh. So Shushan reads on the 15th. But according to the Tana of our Mishnah, when should Shushan read? On the 14th, because it wasn't walled in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So Amar Rav of Amri La, Kadi, it's a different Amora. Rav, some said it was Rav, some said it was Kadi. Shani Shushan Hol Venasa Bones. You're right, Shushan really should read on the 14th. But since the miracle happened in Shushan like that, and they first rested on the 15th, so then they kept the 15th as well, and all of the other walled cities in the days of Yeshua ben Nun followed along with them. So Bishlam Atadi Dan Hainu Dichsim Midinam Midinam Vuir. Now we understand, according to our Tana of our Mishnah, that the definition of walled cities Dave's Yoshua ben Nun. We understand when the Megillah is talking about the acceptance of the holiday of Purim, the Megillah says that it was accepted Medina u'Medina va'ir va'ir, states and states and cities and cities. So he said, I understand Medina, Medina l'chalik bin mukaf n'chomimus Yeshua ben Nun mukaf n'chomimus Yeshua ben Nun achashverosh. So first, Medina u'Medina is dividing cities that were walled in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, as opposed to cities that were walled only in the days of achashverosh. They read on different days. Ir va'ir nami l'chalik bin Shusha and ir vo'ir is also coming to divide. It's coming to tell you that there are cities and cities, because Shushan really should be a city. It was not walled in Yeshua ben Nun, but it's an exception to the rule, and that's why it distinguishes Shushan from all other cities. So Medina, Medina, vo'ir, vo'ir, both making different distinctions on when you read Megillah. Ela Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, but according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, Bishlam Medina, Medina, l'chalik ben Shushan l'sharai yaros. So I understand Medina, Medina draws this first distinction, meaning cities that were walled in the days of Achashverosh versus cities that were not walled in the days of Achashverosh. But once you draw that distinction, that's it. Everything is included. Ela ir v'ir l'mayasa. What is the second exception? What's it coming to tell you? So I'm in the Chor Yeshua ben Korcha. Yeshua ben Korcha says, what are you talking about? L'tana didan mi necha. Is it really good according to the Tanakama? Came with the Islay prazi prazi medina medina lamali. What? You want to tell me that the Megillah is telling you medina medina to divide between cities that are walled in the days of Yoshua as opposed to cities that were walled in the days of Achashverosh? You just learned that from Gzeira Shava. You're not learning that from the Pasuk in the Megillah medina medina. You have Gzeira Shava that teaches that. Ela krala drasha huda Asa. So this pasuk, Medina, Medina, Vahir, Vahir, is coming to teach me an entirely different halacha. This is a very important halacha l'maisa. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who the Asa, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's halacha, Dama Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, krach v'chol ha-samuch lo, v'chol ha-nira imo, nidon k'krach. When we talk about walled cities in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, it's not only the wall, meaning it's not only the city that's inside the wall. There are cities that are outside the wall that could be included in the definition of walled cities. If you're within a certain proximity to the walled city, or even if you're outside of that proximity, but you can see the walled city, if from your area you can see the walled city, then you count as a walled city, and you read on the 15th, and not just on the and not on the 14th. So ad kama, how close do you have to be? Amar Rav Yirmiyah v'yisem Rav Chiya bar Abba kimei chamton l'tveria. The difference from chamta to tveria, which is mil. It's not very far. About 1,000 yards. Velema mil. So why didn't they just say mil? So how come mashmalan? The shiur de mil. Hava kimei chamton l'tveria. Because not everybody knows what a mil is, but everybody knows how long it takes to walk from chamta to tveria. Yeah, you knew that? Good, amazing. Vamar Rav Yirmiyah v'yisem Rav Chiya bar Abba menatzpach sof. Sofim Amrum, right? So Rav Yirmiyah taught, and some said it was Rav Chiya bar Abba, that Minatzpach, these are the Sofiot, Mem, Nun, Tzadi, Pei, Chaf, at the end of a word, they take a different shape. Everybody knows what I'm talking about, right? Sofiot, they take a different shape at the end of a word. If you write in the middle of a word, it looks like one thing. If you write at the end of a word, so it looks like something else. V'tizbra, is that really true? V'haksiv Eila Mitzvah She'in Navi Rishay L'Chadish Tavar. So what do you mean the Nevi'im taught that? Nevi'im are not allowed to add things on their own. Va'od ha'amar Rav Chista mem v'samach shebaluchos b'neisai omdin. And further, Rav Chista taught that the luchos were carved all the way through. They were etched all the way through, so that a mem and a samach in the luchos were miraculously there, because the middle piece was just floating. It was on nothing, right? But that assumes that the mem was a Sofit, already on the days of the Luchos. So what do you mean the Nevi'im taught it? So in Mahava Havilo Yodi Be'emtza Teva Be'sof Teva. No, of course it existed, but they didn't know which letter went in the middle of a word and which one went at the end of a word. And the Nevi'im told us that which ones go in the middle and which ones go at the end. Sof Eilah Mitzvah She'in Yav Yasi L'Chadish Tovar Me'ata. What does that mean? But the Nevi'im are still not allowed to add things on their own. Ela Shichem because of Yisodom. No, the Nevi'im didn't add. The people just didn't know. People forgot. So Nevi'im told us these are the shapes that go at the end of the words, and these are the shapes that go at the beginning of the words. 1646 is a little bit long tonight, gentlemen, but thank you very much, and we'll pick up here tomorrow. All right.